August 26th. This is Captain Fred. We're live today on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If anybody in Port Aransas is listening today, I'd like to send all of our prayers. I know that there's a few people that are still unaccounted for. I was fortunate enough to relocate my boat recently, and I've just heard word that I most of the damage there. I'm still waiting to hear from my friend Ed, the fishing guide. But came through. I spoke with a few people while they were trying to ride it out yesterday, and I want to read this clip from Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Pretty soon it darkened up and begun to thunder and lightning. So the birds was right about it. Directly it begun to rain, and it rained like all fury, too, and I never see the wind blow so. I was one of these regular summer storms. It would go so dark, it looked all blue and black outside, and lovely. It would thrash along by so thick that the trees off a ways looked dim and spiderwebby, and here would come a bend the trees down and turn up the pale underside of their leaves. And then a perfect ripper of a gust would follow along and set the branches to tossing their arms as if they were just wild. And next, when it was just about the bluest and blackest, it was as bright as glory. And you'd have a little glimpse of treetops plunging away off in the yonder in the storm, hundreds of yards farther than you could see before. Dark as sin again in a second, and you'd hear the thunder let go with an awful crash, and then go rumbling, grumbling, tumbling down the sky towards the underside of the world. Take rolling empty barrels downstairs, where it's long stairs and they become a good deal, you know. They bounce a good deal. I wanted to say that because it's just Mother Nature is a very frightening and beautiful thing, and I'm praying for everybody in Port Aransas. Today I'm going to play some interviews from the Canna Fest in the San Lorenzo Valley Canna Fest, which is a I guess it's a ongoing thing. It's the first annual, and Shanna Hobbs put this together and had several vendors from Denver and all over Colorado bring products that people use that are cannabis infused or edibles. So I want to play some of these interviews here, and I think Shanna's going to call in here later on. You want to go ahead and take the first clip there? Today is August 25th, and I'm in Alamosa, Colorado, talking with Shanna Hobbs. I knew your name, Shanna Hobbs. And this is the first annual SLV San Lorenzo or San Luis Valley Cannafest. Cannafest. Yeah, it's about cannabis. It's a festival about cannabis. And Shanna has been on the show before, and we've talked about her local efforts to legalize retail sales in Alamosa, and today in her at the Canna Fest, she has invited several vendors. I think you have 10-15 vendors here.
Yeah, I think we've got right at about a dozen between some local people that produce CBD products and offer it in their stores as well. So, and then some of the top products that are sold in retail and medical shops, the representatives for those companies are here to explain the process and what they're good for, and you know, maybe even give some anecdotal evidence of what they've used it for themselves. But it's all about educating everybody about the benefits of cannabis as medicine.
Well, because there is no agencies really studying cannabis. I mean, the government says they do, but we could argue that. But what I'd like to try to do today is let Shanna talk to some of these vendors, and me too. And we're gonna be asking them questions that I know some of the listeners are going to be interested in finding out about these products that the manufacturers are offering to residents in Colorado. And of course, since recreational sales also allows tourists to come in and buy those recreational products too, at a smaller amount, I think that people might be interested in coming to Colorado to sample some of this stuff. And
oh, yes, I see that every day. I turn away more customers on some days than I serve. Our store right now is medical only here in this county, and there's only two of us, so I work at High Valley Healing, and
it's a medical only, though.
It is. It's the medical branch of High Valley Retail Cannabis. Is our sister stores in the neighboring counties, but we're trying to be able to vote on that issue this year. We were successful in gathering signatures to put the ballot questions in front of voters. So
good. That's happened since you were on the show last.
Yes, it has, and it was a well-earned victory. But now we've got to educate people and also just, you know, dispel a lot of myths and destigmatize and educate people on it, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here today.
And I think this is the best venue to show people what's available and how it affects their health. And so let's you and I take a walk around here and let's interview some of these people and see what they're offering here right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Purposes, if you're not able.
Shanna, I think that this is one of the more professional looking booths at the store, and I think it's because they have like 700 distributors for their product. We're here now speaking with Joey Vegas with Stratus, tell us what they do, Joe.
Well, Stratus is a pharmaceutical pressed tablet. When we originated it 2.5 years ago, it was a one of a kind in the world. The really wonderful thing about it is that the tablet itself is made to fall apart in water in about 40 seconds. So it will just slump into its component, you know, 5,000 or so particles, all of which are imbued with CBD or THC, depending on your choice of product. The product itself is easily absorbable by the body, so once it hits your stomach, falls apart, gets to your small intestine, and you're absorbing, and you're off. So we tell people it generally kicks in anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes. We tell people also that, you know, you should give it up to an hour and a half to 2 hours just to make sure. But the most critical thing is that you have it with a little fat source, a little food. You know, I tell people yogurt, avocado, bananas, things like that. For any edible, that's really critical.
Right, because it really works with cannabis.
It really works with cannabis. Yeah. I mean, cannabis is an oil. So one of the things about our bodies is that we're water-based. Cannabis is oil-based. It's much easier for the body to absorb an oil if it's actually absorbed with a fat product. It just works better that way.
Well, I see that your graphics has four different bottles. One
yes.
bottle says energy, and the other bottle says sleep. The other bottle says CBD, and the other bottle says relax. Now,
I love the fact that you can read.
All these have THC in them, right?
They all do have THC in them. The energy is a 90% sativa, so it's a CO2 extraction, very clean extraction, and all that's in that product is a little bit of food grade starch, a touch of crushed quartz, and a little bit of wood pulp, which we actually decided to use instead of lactose. We went vegan a year ago. The sleep is a 90% indica. The relax is a 60-40 indica heavy hybrid. And that's our basic three-part THC geared product line.
That's to put you to sleep.
It's either sleep, energy, or relax, whatever you want to do.
I just think of a whole handful of drugs that replaces that the pharmacies would really love to not sell you THC for.
You're absolutely right. And those are the stories that we hear by the thousands in the industry in Colorado. We also have a CBD line that's geared. Some of the CBD products are made to make you high as well. Some of them are only for medical conditions. So very high CBD counts, low THC, no psychoactive effect, or virtually none.
Right. Well, we've interviewed Green Acres Hemp Farm before, and he sells a pure CBD extract.
Exactly right.
And I use it too, as a matter of fact. And
it's a great product. The CBD or hemp-derived CBD is really where the industry is in order to get CBD oil right now, because it comes with such a low THC content. It's much easier to control your ratios when your CBD when your THC content in hemp-derived CBD is virtually almost zero. It's in the point, you know, the 0.3% or 0.03%, very, very low. So hemp-derived CBD stuff is the way to go, and we actually buy our CBD here in Colorado.
It's all locally grown?
All of it's locally grown. We grow all of our own THC, and we purchase CBD from a Colorado-based company. Yeah.
Huh. Well, when someone's interested in knowing more about your product, where can they go to find more out about it?
Good question. Website. Our website is being updated, but you can find us online. You can just Google Facebook Stratos, or Stratos MMJ. Or you can look online just for Stratos, Stratos.com. Both those things will get you.
Well, I know on one of your graphics it says it's Stratos, THC.com is one of them, too.
There you go. Thank you, Fred.
A lot of the listeners, I'd say probably the majority of the listeners to the show today, are not living in Colorado. So you're not going to be able to buy any of these products online, are you? Because THC.
That's correct. All of our products have THC in them. We are looking to expand into Arizona, California, New York, New Mexico, and we're already in Hawaii. So it will be available in some states, but not all of them.
Yeah, Nevada and California are big states. I was just in California, and the retail market for cannabis seems to be kind of bottlenecked by the government right now that it's been legalized.
Do you think the government has any problem with marijuana, you think, in general?
I think that the people that get elected by the same people that somehow voted in California not to label GMOs.
Right.
If you can figure that out, you can figure all of it out.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. The revolution is here already. It's changing all around the country. I mean, yesterday I had breakfast with a couple who came from Vermont, and she had a severe stroke. We talked for a couple hours about the possibilities of cannabis, and it was miraculous. And they'll go back to Vermont. They'll become medical patients back in Vermont. Vermont has a medical plan now. And, you know, it's changing one person at a time.
Yeah, Joe, you know, I've been campaigning on this for a couple of years now, and it just is fascinating to see the type of people that are using these products. They're not who you would imagine that use these products. Well, who do you come in contact with?
Well, Fred, I mean, tell you my own story. I mean, here I am. I'm 57. I didn't use any cannabis products for more than 30 years. So the last time I had done anything, I was probably 22 in college. And I did the whole dad thing. I was completely opposed to cannabis products. I started to have sleep issues when I turned 42. I took every pharmaceutical that I could get my hands on, and they all would knock me out. But they would, and this is too much information for you. You may have to edit this out. But I would wake up to pee at 2:00, and then 2:30, and then 3:15, and then 3:45, and it drove my wife crazy. And the first time I took, the first time I smoked a heavy indica, I slept until 3, woke up, and I didn't really sleep well after that. The first time I took a sleep product from Stratos, I slept for 9 hours without waking up to pee. And it was life transforming, and that was 2 years ago. And since that time, I started to work for the company, and now it's been an amazing experience.
I think that's how everybody comes to cannabis, is that they're frustrated with what the medical establishment offers for solutions, because it all comes back down to pharmaceuticals, and they're all harmful to us. And the one thing that cannabis can really truly say is it's never really hurt anybody.
The cannabis, it's never killed anybody, as I say, unless, you know, At least, unless you count car accidents. I mean, one of the things about the pharmaceutical industry is it's been very effective in lots of ways. You know, and really, you got to be careful about saying anything askance because, I mean, you know, we've all used them, and for many of us, it's been a lifesaver. We have the best healthcare in the world in many respects. But one of the things about this product is it's all natural. Your body will take it in the way that your body needs, and it is miraculous. I have heard thousands of miracle stories around the state in the last year and a half.
I think on this show alone, we've documented several of them. But, Joe, I sure do appreciate your conversation today. And if somebody wants to talk more to you, can they call your factory or call your plant?
They can call. You know what? They could actually call me personally. Can I give you my cell phone number over this?
No,
you know what? I'll tell you. I'll give him my email address. That's a little bit less crazy. It's Joe, Joe, at Stratos, Stratos, THC.com. Feel free to shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions.
That's fantastic. Joe, thank you so much.
Fred, God bless you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good luck to you all.
All right. Man, this is just the same story everywhere we go. We'll take a short break. We'll be back in a minute.
Thank you so much, Fred. That was just great.
All right, we're back here at the CannaFest, and we're speaking right now with the people at Medibles Incorporated, who create a edible formulation. And Shannon, I'm going to let you work on this interview because you probably know a little bit more about this than I do.
Okay, sure. Well, we've got Jade and John. These are the representatives that come down from Colorado Springs from Medibles Inc. And they're pretty special to us. They're geared especially for medical patients. They don't serve their products in retail stores, so you can only get these delicacies that they make at a medical shop if you've been able to obtain a medical card. So the company itself has an entire line of edibles, but I'll let Jade talk about a few of their most important ones or popular ones, and we can just find out a little bit more about how this company works.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Shanna. So Medibles has a very large line of edible products, but our most popular ones would probably be our Tri-Treat Truffles, which we actually have some samples here today at the CannaFest.
They're delicious.
And these...
But they're not medicated.
Right. These are unmedicated samples at CannaFest. But we usually typically offer 12 different flavors of these. They're usually 50 milligrams per truffle. And on top of some of the other products that we offer, we also have some unique products like pizzas. We have dog treats. We also...
dog treats.
We do. Yeah, dog treats. Our dog treats are actually one of the most popular items that we have right now. People are very concerned with their pets, and Colorado just happens to be a very dog-friendly state, so it works out. We offer that with THC and without as a CBD product, if you're afraid to give your pet THC and the psychoactive effect.
Do you have a non-THC product too?
Right, we do have the Snoopy's dog treats in a CBD, which has the minimal amount of THC needed for us to produce it, but it's like 0.3 milligrams, I believe. And then we also have a CBD tincture that we offer.
Well, you can't sell any of the THC products to anybody outside the state of Colorado.
Correct.
But could you sell CBD only to somebody outside of the state?
We could not, but other CBD, can obtain CBD products outside of Colorado.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. But one of the unique things about Medibles is that we infuse only with cold water extracted bubble hash, so all of our products are solventless.
Can you say that again? Cold water what?
Cold water extracted bubble hash. So we make bubble hash, and it's extracted from the trim that we use by cold water, basically dumping ice on it repeatedly through different microscopic bags to get it to the hash formation.
Right, through a series of screens.
Correct. So that is what we use to infuse our edibles. So there's no solvents involved, where a lot of other companies are using BHOs and distillates and concentrates in their edibles, those have solvents in them in the extraction process. We don't use that. So our product's a little bit safer.
Yes.
Cleaner.
Cleaner.
And has a better taste. We don't have a taste.
Correct.
Yeah, she may not be hard right now.
Sorry, I'm not used to that thing.
I'll help you with this. But, you know, you've got all kinds of flavors here. I see a pizza on one of these things. How's that work?
So the pizza is 150 milligrams. It's a personal pizza. It's about 8 inches. You can cut it in as many slices as you like, but the recommended is 6 25-milligram slices each. But the entire thing is medicated, 150 milligrams, and it's infused in the sauce. You can get it in cheese or pepperoni.
I think that's incredible. Too bad pizza cut. You can't go order a CBD pizza.
That's the next thing, right? Everybody's going to start infusing their foods.
Well, you know, it is a food product. I mean, it really isn't a drug. It's a food product.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is really amazing. I'm just fascinated with how many different ways you can create to consume this so that people, no matter what their desires, they don't have to be sitting down using a crack pipe to suck their cannabis down. You can have a pizza.
Exactly. Yeah, we actually call it our twice baked pizza because you're going to bake the pizza and then you're going to get baked from the pizza.
Twice baked pizza.
Twice baked pizza.
Well, how would somebody get a hold of you if they just wanted to talk to you? Say they're planning a trip. They have to have a medical card. Now, does Colorado have reciprocal medical card recognition?
Colorado does not reciprocate other states' medical cards. So you would have to be a Colorado resident with a Colorado medical card in order to obtain it at one of the Colorado medical dispensaries.
All right, folks. For people that live outside of Colorado, just learn, because eventually it's coming to your state.
It will be.
Thank you. So how could somebody get a hold of you, though? Is there a website?
www.medablesinc.com or 719-MED-DIET if you have any questions about our products. And that's
Sure.
It's www.medablesinc.com, and it's MEDIBLESINC.com or 719-MED-DIET. Diet or 719-633-3438.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Folks, this is just so interesting. It's hard to just not be excited about it. We'll be back in just a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Captain Fred, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking now with Drew McGehee, and he's from Colorado Springs or Denver, right? Denver, Colorado, and he's working with Edipure. Drew, what are you selling here?
Well, we have a whole variety of options. We are an edible company, like you said. We do specialize in more of the sweet treats of everything. So we do have a great line of chocolates, and we are known for our gummies, however, though. So not only do we have your classic gummies, but we also have our completely organic, vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO, all that fun stuff gummies as well. We also do some hard candies and actually a disposable vape pen as well. So a little bit of mix of everything.
Yeah, well, the mix is going to be the flavors, but you must have a whole lot of different kinds of THC and CBDs. And, you know, who are your customers for this?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we get a wide range of customers, from people who are coming in for maybe cancer treatments that they don't like all the pills and all of that. There's some great options for that with the CBD. And then the THC is also a very helpful thing. It helps people sleep, and it helps with a lot of medicinal benefits, as well as some more psychoactive and a little more fun benefits as well.
Well, I know most people get the first thing of their, oh yeah, let's get high. We're going to go eat these and get high. But the truth is that most of the people that are buying edibles are the people that don't want to smoke their medicine.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of people don't like to have that harsh, just any kind of smoke in their lungs at all. And so it is, edibles are a great option for people that...
How do you process your edibles? I mean, do you just cook the weed down and
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How do you process your edibles? I mean, do you just cook the wheat down and pour the butter into the jelly or what? How do you do that?
Sure. Well, there's an extraction process from the plant itself. So we do an ethanol-based extraction method, which creates an oil from the plant. And with that oil, we're able to inject it and infuse it with all of these candies.
Well, the ethanol is the common Rick Simpson method, right?
It is. Yeah, it is a common method that works really well, though. It's a great way to get a high percentage of THC in the oil and less harmful benefits than other methods.
Right. Well, we've talked about that before on our show before, but the value of the edible is that, for one thing, that can be consumed anywhere. You don't have to worry about smoke. Number two, you can all. I think all of these edibles are regulated too by the percentage of THC and CBD that's in them too.
It is. They are very regulated. That is part of the Colorado state law that it went recreational marijuana with edibles that you can only have 100 milligrams per container. And so that's what we do. And then we have 10 individual pieces in there that are also 10 milligrams. So it's very regulated and very controlled with how much actual THC you're consuming.
Now, if you wanted to try these things, you're going to have to come to Colorado, right?
You know what? Actually, not with Edipure itself. Edipure has actually branched out. We are also in California, as well as hopefully Nevada here really, really soon. So you can get Edipure actually in a few different places around the country.
Well, you know, it's like the edibles that we spoke with earlier. They're medical only. They don't sell recreational.
Oh, okay, yeah. And there are companies like that. However, Edipure is both recreational and medical. So we do a whole brand of everything, and we see everyone that needs to come in.
Well, so the name of your company is what now? Edipure.
It's Edipure.
Edipure. And if I wanted to get in touch with you, how would I get in touch with you?
Sure. If you want to get in touch with me myself, you can give me a call if you'd like to, 720-255-4038, or shoot me an email with some more information if you have it, whatever it is, drewm@edipure.com.
Is there a website that they can see the products?
There is. Edipure.com is a great website. It is a little bit under construction at the moment, but we're hoping to have that big and bright. And
just say that one more time very slowly. For people like me.
Sure, yes. That is edipure.com. And if you'd like to reach me myself, I am at drewm@edipure.com. Or if you'd like to give me a call, 720-255-4038.
Thanks, Drew. You know, the listeners are always amazed at what I try to put to them sometimes. But all these candies look really delicious and...
value our flavors, and we think we have really good flavors. We don't use any propylene glycol or red number 4 or any of those bad flavor treatments. All of the flavors that we use in our candies are all organic flavorings.
Fantastic. Thanks, Drew. All right, folks. Well, we're really making some pretty good ground here today. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
All right. Well, that was yesterday. Are we on live now? I think we're on live right now. Yesterday, Shanna was pretty busy running the show yesterday, and we didn't really have a chance to talk. And today I want to introduce her live. Shanna Hobbs, we all owe you a big thanks for helping to bring a lot of stuff to light. I know that you're doing podcasts now. Tell me. How did it work out last night? Was everybody pretty satisfied?
Yeah, we had a great response. It was definitely a good turnout. I was a little disappointed that none of the law enforcement and city and county officials came to get educated on it, but I believe that the people that were there all walked away with a new respect of cannabis and some kind of information on how it was made and produced. So it was a success in that arena. And as far as the fundraiser part, yeah, we raised a lot of money. We haven't done a tally yet, but we had a good turnout, so we'll be able to buy all those yard signs and mailers that will help encourage that yes vote in Alamo for this year.
Well, you know, you did create a lot of awareness, whether you know it or not. I mean, we do have a few people that listen to this program on the internet, and I think that all the information that we presented through your show, your CannaFest show, is helpful to everybody that hears it. It's not just for people that are in this area, but then again too, these small battles are what's important to the removal of this odious law that's kept cannabis from humanity for so many years. I mean, and I say an odious law because the law was passed under false pretense, under lies and delusion to maintain a federal narcotics bureau. But these small battles, how can we open up the minds of the law enforcement, or did they feel like maybe it would inhibit them from being able to carry out their jobs if they were known to participate in a CannaFest? Or do you have any idea why none of the city people showed up?
Well, I can only guess, but you know, they had an invite. I know that as a fact. I emailed them all and sent reminders and visit to our county officials and put it as, you know, we need to have a positive encounter with people that have actual knowledge of these products so that you can become aware, because you're going to run across people in your line of work and you don't want to act out of ignorance. You want to be aware of what's going on and educated on what these products are. And yeah, really it's just about stigma and reducing it and changing it, and that just takes a little bit at a time. It does help when you've got, you know, previous relationships with people that they can, you know, say, well, this has been my experience with this person and they use cannabis, so maybe not everybody who uses cannabis is bad. And that's kind of the mindset of our local mayor here. And a couple of people that are just not willing to get out there and educate. But I don't know if they were told not to come. I don't know if they felt it would be, you know, jeopardizing their jobs. So, you know,
well, Shanna, outside of that, you know, I know that you're trying to raise money to keep, you've got it on the ballot now. You need to raise money to create an awareness. And if people wanted to send you support or to get in touch with you to help you in this process of informing responsible people, how would people get in touch with you? And I know too that you're doing podcasts about cannabis. At least I've heard that. I haven't heard your podcast yet. Where are you located? Yeah.
Well, it's not a podcast. It's a weekly promo called Marijuana Minutes. My husband gave it that term of endearment. So we speak about a particular issue, or as of lately, I've had a couple of guests where we have just a few minutes to talk about cannabis, things that are happening in the valley, or we had a veteran come on talk about how she uses it for PTSD, and she's a local business owner. I'm like, you know, trying to show people that we're contributing members of society here. We don't want to be labeled as bad just because you have false information that you rely on. So,
what station is it broadcast on? What station is it broadcast? 97.1, and that's a FM here in Alamosa, correct?
It is. It's KZBR. And they play every Wednesday at 4:38. Almost exactly, p.m. during the Power Rock Show. Yeah. It's just a few minutes long, so if you want to catch it, that's when it starts.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm pretty sure most all of the FM stations have a streaming feature. Does this station stream regularly, or can we listen to it?
I do. You can see it. You can Google it online, 97.1 KZBR Alamosa, and it'll take you to their online radio link where you can live stream. And
Every little bit helps. But Shanna, yeah, I want to tell you how much I appreciate how cordial you were to me yesterday, and it was kind of exciting to be able to interview some of those people, and I know that it took a lot of effort for you to spend time with us yesterday for the Republic Broadcasting listeners, and we just want to thank you.
It was worth it.
Well, we want to thank you for all your efforts, and you're joining the army that is growing daily, that's fighting this. And I've began calling it an odious law, because international law defines an odious law as one that's been created by a rogue government it's been created under false pretenses. And everybody now should know that the 1937 Marijuana Act was an odious law, and we should be somehow scrubbing that. It just as we're scrubbing the statues from our culture, wouldn't it be a better thing to get rid of these things that have changed humanity and have made people sick and have kept people from medication that they could use to better their lives? I'm at a loss to say how I really do feel about it, but. But Shanna,
I wish I could just give people all the stories and all the people that I've been able to meet and talk to, and I've seen how it helps. So I'm definitely a believer in it, and I know that this, you know, question is going to be out in front of everyone, but so is the opposition. So we've got to be able to, you know, to combat it. So yeah, if you want to donate to a cause, you can find us on Facebook at 420. It's a Matter of Time, Alamosa. Those are some words that you can Google, and we'll come up on there, and you can contact me through there. Or my email is HB.
Can you say?
Oh, yeah. So
I'm sorry, that went pretty fast. I don't want you to say it slower for me.
The Facebook page is It's a Matter of Time, Alamosa. You can Google that, and it'll bring up our page. Or you can go to email if you'd like, and this request information, and our email address is hbhalamosa@gmail.com. High Valley Cannabis is, you know, the supporting wing here, so we want to make sure that patients continue to have access, and we don't have to keep sending people away when we could provide that
product.
Yeah. We'll see how it turns out.
Well, one of the most
buy some signs and mailers and educate people on the different council members' stance on different marijuana related issues and the pros and cons of, you know, what this would look like for our city. So education.
Alamosa, I think Alamosa is situated in a real good position right now for this cannabis industry, because this high mountain valley here seems to be a special place for growing cannabis.
Yes, well, and you've got the two mountain ranges on the, you know, eastern west side of you. You've got Trinidad and Durango, and those are bustling marijuana cities. And Alamosa could, you know, essentially in the future house satellite kitchens and grows and dispensaries that they can use to distribute to those other major cities. And, you know, it's just a new business model, and some people are scared of it. Some people have a handle on it, and we just got to hold their hands and walk them through it.
I think that we're getting ready to see some extraordinary new products from some of the people that you had at your CannaFest. I think the new products are going to be just totally out of the wall, off wall. I mean, it's from the things that I've heard and the things they're talking about. And I can't really share a lot of these things with it, but it's going to be just amazing. The concept and the ideas that they're applying medical hemp and marijuana. And when I say hemp and marijuana, it's because they're two different products. But I think that education is going to take a long time. We're going to have to work at it and not get tired of it. Anna, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I know you're very busy today, and I want to see if we can play it a little before we get through today, play at least one more of the clips that we recorded yesterday. Shanna, thanks for calling in.
All right, well, I'm going to stay here, and I'll be looking forward to this on the archive, so let me know when you guys up there.
Well, I'm sure it'll be posted after the show today. But
great.
We didn't get to everybody in the interviews yesterday. We got several interviews, and Sam, I don't know if we have time to start up the next part of those interviews, but if we do, section. Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. I'm speaking with a representative with Iovia, And they're selling something that's really pretty interesting. And a lot of people might pay attention to this interview because they're selling a true transdermal, which is using cannabis-infused creams for the transdermal. Tell me some more about this. What about your product? Who uses it?
Pretty much anyone and everyone. Also, it's pet safe, although I would advise talking to your vet first, especially if you're going to use something that has higher THC in it. Otherwise, we would recommend the high CBD blends for the pets. I personally use it for my dog, but I dose him at about 1 milligram per 10 pounds that he weighs. That's why. So he has anxiety. He gets really, really excited when people come over or if he's in a new place and someone is dog sitting for him, or maybe like fireworks, loud noises. And so what that does is just causes him to relax. He just wags his tail. He doesn't bark. He doesn't try to jump. He's just nice and normal and calm, as if no one's there.
I never thought of that, but that's a great idea.
A lot of dogs, a lot of cats.
But what about this for people that are looking for relief from their...
So essentially, our high CBD blend is the most popular blend. The CBDs help fine-tune communication between all other 11 systems in the body, whereas THC usually only interacts with that endocannabinoid system. So THC is the party, and CBD can help really tone that party down if it gets to be too much. Otherwise, if you're looking for anxiety relief, pain relief, if you're trying to heal a wound, if you're trying to come off opiates, nerve pain, spasms, tics, things like that, the CBD can really help with the communication between those systems and get it to cut it out. It kind of nudges it and says, hey.
I've always thought that it was a neuro-soother. It soothes the neural system.
Oh, absolutely. It is a depressant, but not a depressant in a way that it would be sedating.
CBD is a depressant?
CBD is a depressant, but not in the terms that people think. When people think depressed, they think, oh, I'm sad. I'm going to sit on the couch all day. What it does is, it calms the nervous system down. So for people like myself who dose for anxiety and sleep, sometimes I go to bed and my brain won't stop. And it's not necessarily going in hyperspeed, but it's just enough that I can't fall asleep. The CBD helps then relax everything, and then I can focus on like my breathing or something for a few minutes and then drift to sleep, and it helps me stay asleep as well.
Tell us about some of your products right here. You've got some really interesting products here.
Is going to be a tincture, and the tincture has MCT oil and just isolated or distilled cannabinoids in there. So no fillers, no herbs that might be conflicting with the medicinal properties of the THC or CBD. We also use a dropper, so for precision dosing. It has a 1 milliliter mark, and on the side of the bottle or the box, it tells you what 1 milliliter will equal, and then you can adjust your dose accordingly. MCT oil is also antifungal, antibacterial, so you can actually apply it topically, but it will not go down and through both layers of skin like a transdermal. Our transdermal cream, however, has a driver in it, which is a molecule that bonds to other molecules that we formulated specifically with a biochemist and a compounding pharmacy that works specifically with cannabis. Because the thing is, there are hundreds of drivers that can take thousands of chemicals into your bloodstream, but that might not necessarily be a good thing. You don't want to put your patch on or put some cream on that might drive chemicals that are accidentally on your skin into your bloodstream. So we know ours only takes the cannabis molecules safely, quickly, and efficiently into the bloodstream. I get an uptake within 15 minutes. I start feeling the effects, and 30 is my peak. The average person feels it at about 30. So with both of these products, you're going to get it into your bloodstream in therapeutic doses with low to no psychoactivity in the fastest ways possible. And this is just through research of doctors that have used these products for 10 years or more in their practices, and they have said these are the two most efficient ways to get cannabinoids into your bloodstream.
Now, that's you're saying that these will not get you high.
Exactly. However, we do have a high THC blend, but that would be more for someone who has severe insomnia or who's coming off opiates. Maybe they've had a surgery.
Right. You like to sleep.
Exactly. They need something that's a little heavier hitting, a little bit, and then fast, of course. And then the one-to-one blend is really popular with people who have autoimmune diseases. And I know I use the one-to-one for, like, acne and skin conditions and things like
that. That's like me. I use it for the psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis.
Absolutely, because the THC is also antibacterial, antimicrobial. So at the one-to-one ratio, there's all kinds of synergy between the two molecules. The CBD and the THC work like Batman and Robin. So if you're trying to get psychoactivity, Batman is going to be your THC. But if it gets too crazy, because let's say you've eaten an edible and you ate too much, the CBD can help remove the psychoactivity of it. However, CBD is going to slow the processing of the THC and the degradation. So that's why in our doses, they're just therapeutic doses of THC. And with that CBD, it elongates the amount of time they're in your system and doing those therapeutic works.
Yeah, but you can't get any of these products outside of Colorado now, can you?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Hopefully in the future. But right now, we have on our websites and on our social media the places where you can pick them up.
What is your website?
So it's going to be iovia.org. iovia.org. Or you can find us on Facebook. It's Iovia. And then also on Instagram.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really informative. I think some of these products, people really have not thought much about the transdermal, because up until now, I think there's only been a couple people that's manufactured a transdermal, and that was Mary's Medicinal was the one that comes to my mind. And there's
Absolutely. And so, unlike the patches, there's not going to be that sticky residue. You're not going to pull the hair out when you pull it off. So people aren't going to think you're trying to quit smoking. I know people used to always say that to me. And I always find that when I pull the patch off, I'm wondering, did I get all my medicine? So we had CSU actually test ours. They tested just the CBD cream on some beagles. They rubbed it in through the little ears where there's thin skin, lots of veins. And when they tested them, they found it had a 95% uptake. You're not going to get that from smoking or eating cannabis.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I sure do appreciate you for your time. Now, say one more time how they can see this on the Internet, because most of the listeners are listening on the Internet. And lots of times, if you'll just tell them how this is available in Denver. A lot of people fly to Colorado now.
Absolutely. And we're slowly actually now starting to expand to a lot more dispensaries. And so it's iovia.org. So iovia.org. And then you can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
I sure do appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that was all the interviews on that. Sam, let's go to Bumper right now, and we'll take this after the break.
Take a piece of tinsel and put it on the tree. Cut a slab of melon and pretend that you still.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.